You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. Studies show more than half of college students across America have used artificial intelligence, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. At first, it seemed like people were really worried about students plagiarizing and using the work of platforms like ChatGPT. But employers are asking colleges to get students familiar with the technology. They say they need it in the workforce. Students enrolled at Wisconsin's technical colleges this fall may take a course where AI is the star of the classroom. Officials say it could help produce a more robust pipeline of workers in the Badger State. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Merrifield says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that knows how to use AI. Forbes has named the best employers in the country and in Wisconsin. They surveyed 160,000 staffers nationwide. And the best employer in Wisconsin is Costco. Now, that's headquartered over in Washington. But number two is Kwik Trip, which is operated out of La Crosse. Rounding out the top five were Procter & Gamble, Acuity Insurance, based in Sheboygan, and Bank of America. Forbes says the sixth best employer in the state is UW-Madison. Meanwhile, a group of teachers may form Wisconsin's first private school union. The staff at Toad Hill Montessori in Madison are organizing. They plan to form a union through Office and Professional Employees International Union Local 39. They say they want to be paid for breaks from class and for snow days and a more consistent application of school policies. Meanwhile, the school denies some of the teachers' claims. Their union elections are October 2nd. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Here's a look at news closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Residents of a four-unit housing structure in Duluth have been displaced following a Saturday afternoon fire. According to the Duluth Fire Department, crews responded to the residential fire on Bayless Street at around 2 p.m. on Saturday. All of the occupants of the building were evacuated and nobody was reported injured. The fire caused smoke and water damage to three of the four units and fire damage in two of them. It caused an estimated $300,000 to $400,000 of damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing two Rusk County towns for not providing accessible voting equipment during the April election. According to DOJ officials, the towns of Thornapple and Lawrence failed to provide equal access to the ballot for all of their voters. Town officials had expressed their distrust in the machines and banned them for the election. The town of Lawrence has reached an agreement with the DOJ to provide the machines going forward, but the town of Thornapple has not reached any agreement yet. The city of Duluth is considering revisions to their snow emergency ordinance. According to city officials, snow plowing staff shared a number of potential changes that could make their jobs easier, mostly aimed at getting the community involved in keeping the roads clear. One potential change included working with residents on emergency routes to move their vehicles when the plow comes through to make it easier for them to clear both sides of the road. Another change would allow plow drivers to start clearing roads faster. Thousands of people gathered in Duluth over the weekend for the annual Chester Bowl Fall Fest. Organizers of the event say over 10,000 people visited Chester Park for the event, which featured nearly 150 vendors sharing art, food, clothes, and more with the community. While the event was free and open to the public, Chester Bowl also accepted donations to support their ski program and reminded residents that their winter registration is now open. Chester Bowl is also accepting donations on their website. The University of Wisconsin-Superior has reached its highest enrollment levels in over a decade. According to UW data, the university saw a roughly 4% increase in the number of enrolled students and has a total student body of about 2,800 this year. The university also has a record number of graduate students and saw a 25% increase in online graduate enrollment. A number of UW schools have seen similar increases in their enrollment, and Governor Tony Evers is pushing for significantly more UW system funding. The University of Wisconsin-Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the Sadie Ann, and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana, but will sail up to Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements. Health officials are warning Wisconsin residents of a significant increase in cases of whooping cough. According to the Department of Health Services, there have already been over 600 confirmed cases of whooping cough this year through September 13th, as opposed to just 51 confirmed cases in all of 2023. Well over half of the counties in Wisconsin have reported at least one case this year. Officials are recommending that parents make sure their children are up to date on their whooping cough vaccines. St. Louis County officials are planning changes to the intersection that saw a bus crash with 20 students on it last week. Officials say the intersection of Town Line Road and Highway 5 near Cherry has seen 7 crashes over recent years. Residents have complained that because the road is a straight stretch, drivers tend to fly down the road and may not see the stop sign until it's too late. Authorities say the crash that involved the school bus occurred because the person who hit the bus failed to stop at that stop sign. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Willis threw for 202 yards, ran for a score, and passed for one more in the win. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis had a lot of support in the win.
Hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. You know, I think Tom Clements does a great job. And, you know, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion, just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well, just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. The key moment was a 4-run bottom of the 8th inning that put the Brewers in front. The win helped Milwaukee avoid a 4-game sweep. Next up, 3 games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. And the kickoff time for Saturday's Wisconsin Badgers football game at USC has been announced. The game will start at 2:30 p.m. Both teams are 2-1 to start the year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first 3 seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's 4th season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Brian until he went into ex-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Brian took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. Netflix released a trailer for the new Sam Raimi film called Don't Move. The Hollywood Reporter says the thriller is about a grieving woman who heads to the woods to find peace, but instead finds a man who injects her with a drug that will paralyze her. The movie will premiere on Netflix October 25th, and the trailer can be seen on YouTube. The Office is the gift that keeps on giving. Remember Creed Bratton, the creepy, enigmatic, elderly employee who had no idea what his job title was or what he did at the company? Bratton recently posted a photo on Instagram with his fellow office mates, Dwight, Oscar, and Meredith. Fans flooded the post with comments. In his years since The Office, he has been acting and working as a musician, which is how he got his start in show business. And in case you're wondering, Creed was in charge of quality assurance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 60s to near 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight will be mostly clear in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 70s by Wednesday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.